beat it. Did he do it? You know it.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilets, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining it. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy,
damn,
take your one step.
Talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
At the All-Star weekend,
you got
free agents in the NFL, and you got a couple more things we're going to talk about. Man, when we get to our hip-hop session, man, you heard it here first, man, the streets is talking, I got so much to talk about. Man, you got your boy, the host, L Boogie. We broadcasting live from the south side of Phoenix, Arizona. We on Southern 7th Street. You know what I mean? So we outside. We on the block. What's up, money? Yeah, so we in the streets, man. We just talking. I got my co-host, Jules the G. And the G, we can make it stand for a lot of different things, but we're going to keep it for the G, for the gangster. He represents South Central California. I got my man, T-Ro. Man, he's always doing big. He coming from the state of Texas and the city of Dallas.
Man,
first of all, we want to say, rest in peace to Jerry Buss as we go on to this NBA. So, first things first, let's grade the All-Star weekend. What you give it? A, B, C, or D? Man, I'm going to tell you just like this. They can keep some of that stuff, but let's start putting this in the contracts of these players. They don't have to perform. And he jumped out. And all this activity, it's called the All-Star Weekend. We didn't come to see Terrence Ross. We didn't come to see James Flight Smith. Who are these guys? I played 3 minutes a game, man. Who are these guys? They should be there. Don't you know when you go on a job and your boss tells you, hey, you got to do this job or we going to, you know, you're in subordination. It should be in their contract. As my man Juicy D told me earlier that somebody from the street said that they should be required to perform 1 of those years in the dunk contest. So I'm going to tell you this. I'll give the All-Star game a seat. I got bored. All these old stars shooting from half court. We don't want to see that. Man, what's going on here? Then you got the only thing that really, you know, tickled my fancy was the 3-point contest. But who is the Red Mamba, man? We don't want to see Bonner shooting no threes, man. The streets is talking. And then I go to the All-Star game. It was okay. You know, everybody's making a big deal out of LeBron and, you know, Kobe black on LeBron. Come on, man. Talk to me in April. Let's see if Kobe's going to make it to the playoffs. So what about the All-Star game? Who's the G? What do you get a game?
Oh, man, I give it a very low rating. Possibly a C. You know, and that's being generous at best, man. I couldn't stand to watch 5 minutes of the whole weekend, man. It was like it was a sad day for the NBA, man. It was sad. I was not impressed. I don't know who was in charge of event coordinator and all that, man, but they did a horrible job, man. Like you said, though, I want to touch on one thing as far as the NBA is concerned. I do want to say rest in peace to Dr. Jerry Buss, man. You know, he put Los Angeles on top, man, you know what I mean, for many, many years, man. You know, I got to give it up for the city, you know what I'm saying, South Central, Inglewood, you know what I mean? That's how we do it to the West Side. But, yeah, man, yeah, the weekend was not impressive, man. You know, I actually turned the channel, man, and went to watch an Anaconda, man. I'm just going to keep it real with y'all, man.
That's so crazy. Oh, man. I didn't hear very much myself either. Bro, what you think? What's your grade, man?
Oh, man, first of all, good evening, everybody, and all the good listeners out there around the world. You know, my take on the NBA All-Star weekend was – I'm going to say I like it a little bit more than you guys. I'm going to give it a little higher grade than what you guys have been giving it. I didn't get a true grade from Jules, so I'm going to put him in that range with you, boo, that C level. But I'm going to get All-Star Weekend actually a B-plus, man, because I did like the slam competition. Regardless of you know the lower level names of the All Star Weekend that competed in that competition, you know I'm like you guys, you know I didn't know who those guys were. I know Jeremy S, you know what I mean. I know James take off Flight White, you know what I mean. But Flight White ain't had what he played about what 4 minutes a game. And then
at best,
you know what I mean. And then my dude, the Ross kid, the Terrence Ross kid. He only play about 2 minutes a game, but yet in them 2 minutes of highlights, he get a dunk somehow. But, you know, I'm going to give it a B+. I like the three-point competition. I like the skills competition. The only thing that I didn't like really was all the entertainment that was based around the All-Star Weekend. You know what I mean? At least Key took too long. Say, man, my dude Neo, say, man, I need to see that dude in concert. I didn't know we could go to the All-Star Weekend and now start getting concert tickets. You dig what I'm saying? So
man,
I just want to get all that live out singing and dancing and yipping and yawning for the All-Stars, man. We need to get to it, man. Let's take it too long. I think that's why my dude, Jules G, didn't feel comfortable watching all the rest of the game because the intro took too long. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. That's most definitely true.
Man, they should do it back like how they used to do it back in 87. If you miss a dunk, you don't get no replacement dunk. You don't get no time. I would say it would have been where my man Terrence Stansbury, when he was doing Statue of Liberty's missing, I bet you he probably could have won a dunk contest. Come on, man. All this, you get 17 tries to get one dunk. Man, I could go, listen to this. Somebody was still dunking. I was finishing up a sandwich, and I come and I blaze up my face, and he's still trying to make a dunk, man. Are you kidding me, man? The streets is talking, man. If you want to chime in and have a comment, please call us at 347-855-8896. And if you buy your computer and you don't want to listen in on your phone, you can always get at us at www.blocktalk.com. Streets is talking. Get at us. Now, let's say this. Since CP3, CDA got the MVP, I'm going to say no.
Man, why
what
are you
did
always
Kevin Durant do, man? What did Kevin Durant do, man? We can't never get. I mean, well, let's give it to somebody that lose. Sometimes we always give it to the winner, don't we? Can we give it to somebody that lose?
So what was you gonna do? Give it to LeBron? LeBron already been having an exceptional year, so give it to him during the All-Star break for lose.
Well, I'm not gonna say give it to LeBron. I mean, Melo had 26.
Yeah, but he took
another story. That's another story. I know you guys don't like my Knicks. You don't like Melo, Jules, and G. I know you waiting to comment on that. But I tell
you
what.
Oh, yeah, man.
Blake Griffin had 19. I mean, I give it to CP3. He had 20 points. He went 7 for 10 from the field, 15 assists. Hands down, do you really think he should have got MVP? I mean, yeah, I think so. But on the other hand, I mean, I thought sometimes it goes to the guy who scored the most points. Did Magic Johnson get an MVP because he had 15 assists that year, too? My stat guy.
Well, no, he had 22 assists that year.
Look it up. Let me see. Let us know, man.
He had 22 assists that year when he won. He had about 24, too. So you had to give him to the man like that. It's only been three people to ever, you know, have 15 or more points and 15 or more assists in an All-Star game. That's Magic and Isaiah. So, come on, man. You got to give it up. Don't be hating on the point guards, dog. Point guards make the game go.
I understand. Jules, what you think?
Oh, man, like I said, man, you know, I was so dilapidated and sleepy, I can't comment on the MVP of the game. I didn't see the game. I didn't watch it. I give it a C, a D plus at the best, man. Like I said, man, I've been to many, many All-Star festivities, man, and it didn't have the element of superstars. It was kind of like I found the D League All-Star game more interesting. So, you know, these guys.
Hold on, Joseph. Hold on, man. You said you watched the D League All-Star game?
All-Star game, and that's a real All-Star weekend?
Yeah, man, it was, like I said, the spirit wasn't there, man. You know, you got your top guys that was not performing. They wasn't giving back to the community, to the people that really want to see it, see their showmanship, dunks, you know what I mean, and just get back, you know, for the people that's helping pay their salary. So these jokers, you know, like my man Boogie said, man, they won 1,000 tries on the dunk. You know, but they claim that they're the best players. They're better than the players were in the days of old, man. We'll prove it, man. Take the clock off. Get the dunk right on the first try, man. And, you know, keep it pushing, man. Streets is talking, man. You know what I mean? Y'all can't keep y'all street credibility, man. Are y'all bougie?
All right, well, Juicy G, let me ask you this, man. Who you calling out there? Because you didn't really say no name. I just heard you say, you know, we need the big name stars. But who you calling out, man?
Oh, we're gonna start at the top, player. We shooting at LeBron. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody invincible around here, man. He you know, the world appreciates him, and so you gotta give back.
Man, we don't take no shorts in the streets, man. He get talked about too, man. Anybody, man. Let me tell you this: when you go to the streets, it's all about credibility. It ain't about what you see on TV. If you got it in the streets on this show and we give you that credibility card, then it sums up. But if not, you got to reapply sometime. And right now, I think them guys may have to reapply because their street credibility has went down. Look at what those guys was wearing, their fashion. Come on, man. Look at the tight clothes them guys was wearing, man.
James Harden.
Oh, my goodness. Man, oh, man. The best game was the rookie game. Kenneth Faree. He the man. And I tell you what, man, he the hardest working man in show business. So moving on. Top five point guards in the league.
Oh.
Man, I gotta go. My top five, CP3, Kyrie Irving, Westbrook, Parker,
all right,
man,
hold on, El Boogie. You confusing me, baby. You confusing me, El Boogie. This your boy T-Row. How you not gonna pick it for the MVP of the All-Star weekend, but you gonna claim him as your number one top point guard in the league right now? Talk to me now. Talk to me.
Man, listen. We talking about on the course of 45 games, and not just talking about one game. He has his team third in the West. When he was out, I think they were 2-6, 2-7. Man, when they look like the best show in the NBA. And look at Swerve and Irving. I tell you what, you heard it here first. Barring injury, because we're not going out. I can say Ryan, but I know you called us out there really want to chirp in. You want to talk about Ryan doing Derrick Rose. We see it right now. Those guys are injured. They're on the shelf. Kyrie Irving. You see what he did? Saturday, man. Hey, man, did you see what he did? The streets is talking. You see how he crossed him over? Ooh, wait. He on YouTube. I hate to tell you, D-Night, but in Detroit, the streets is talking. You on YouTube. You probably got about 75,000 hits right now. Man, let me say this. And the last but not least, Darren Williams, you was number two, but you're a coach killer. That's why you dropped to five.
What do you mean by coach killer, Pippen? What do you mean by
that? Man, he was so, man, he made Jerry Sloan resign. He got Avery Johnson fired. Now, listen, we know Avery is like Scott Skiles. The streets is talking. My resources be telling me after a while you get tired of their little voices. But I'm going to tell you this. Darren Williams got those guys fired. Man, he need to get them about $50,000 a month for getting them guys fired, man. The streets is talking, man.
Man, your sources, man, we're going to have to figure out if that's true or not, man. Be willing ain't no coach killer, man. That dude give you what you need every night, man. What do you mean by being a coach killer, man? What does he do to actually?
No, I say this, though, Ro. Westbrook, he averaged 22, 8, and 5. But his shot selection, That drops him down, man. Every time he gets the ball, I bite my nails. I don't know what he's going to do, man. The Peace is talking, man. Get out. It's 347-855-8896. Before we go to the studio, you got something?
Oh, yeah, man. This session of the show is brought to you by Second Chance Group Home, man. We're giving back to the community, man, teaching kids how to groom themselves and just set themselves on the right path. Also, Liberty Taxes, you know, up out of Glendale, baby, all the way to Scottsdale, man, getting it done. And I can't forget about my main man over there at Another Level Barbershop, man. Y'all go over there and get your hair cut, man, on the west side.
Oh, man, he's on the pulpit, man. Let's go pay our taxes, man. Get out of here. Hey, President J, man, let's go.
I ain't write this shit by the way, nigga. Some real shit right here, nigga.
The realest shit you ever quote. Yo. My president's black, my Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my ribs ain't blue. My mama ain't at home, dead to the jail. Tryna make a play. Anybody seen this kid up? My president's black, my Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my ribs ain't blue. My money's like green and my choice like gray. They hope I have me a straight one. I don't know what you're fishing for. Catch your straight white. Me, I see great white. Heavy a killer whale. I cannot believe this. Who knew it came in bail? Who knew it came with jail? Who knew it came with prison? Just cause you got opinion that make you a politician. Bush robbed all of us. Would that make him a criminal? And then he cheated in Florida. Would that make him a Seminole? I say and I quote, we need a miracle. And I say a miracle cause this shit is by my nephews and nieces. I will email Jesus, tell him forward to Moses and see the island. Not the sole survivor, just that make me a convict. Be all you can be, now don't that sound like some dumb shit. When you die of a crude oil that's black as my nigga boo, it's really a death storm, that's word to my nigga clue. Catch me in Las Vegas, AR Arizona. Rep for them real niggas, I'm winning in California. Winning in Tennessee, hands down Atlanta. Landslide Alabama, on my way to Savannah.
Segment right now that's called So What You Saying?
Caller, please, when you call in, let me know what's your name
and where you calling from.
And if we're going to let you keep your speech out of this car, We're going to let you know.
We're going to keep it. So let us know what your street is and what they say about the weekend and what we just talked about.
Because if you ain't talking right, you could lose your street cred.
And you don't want me to take your car because you'll never get it back.
Yo, I'm the hip hop plus the soul shocker. That was me yesterday. What you calling from? Go, man. Where you calling from?
Yeah. Go, man, calling from Atlanta. Representing Cleveland, ATL, just touching base with you. Just want to say what's up to you guys. Streets is talking as always, as usual. What's going on,
fellas? What's up, Woody, Mr. Gomez?
What's happening, Gomez? What's happening?
What's going on, fellas?
Before we get started, I just want to say Gomez is part of a sports talk show that come on Sundays, every Sunday. 1 p.m. Eastern, star sports official. Oh, man, they'll blow your whistle. You'll know what you're talking about. Every Sunday, 1 p.m., the sports official. But go ahead, Gomez. Tell me what your streets is talking about in Atlanta.
Man, the streets is talking right now just about that All-Star weekend, like y'all, you guys be touching on it. What's on just basically how it's just lost its lackluster appeal. Just the appeal of it has went down and everything, you know what I'm saying? Just
just as far as the festivities. And then just if you want to get into the dress code, that's a whole different ball game. You know what I'm saying? So just the
that's
whole
right.
appeal and the lackluster that is lacking now. You know what I'm saying? And then to top it off, like you say, them superstars, they got to get in them dunk contests and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't even know who those guys that was in the dunk contest. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this, though, man. One question I want to ask you.
Say what?
You're a fan girl. She speaks and talking. What do you think about the apparel that those guys had on? Just give me a 4 or 5 adjectives about the guys that weren't in the uniform, the superstars. So the speaks and talking. Now, we're here for you in the hip-hop quiz, so you tell me. Did you
see why I put a hood on?
Come on, man.
You talking about the apparel that them guys had on?
Oh, man.
Yeah, them cats is all over the place, man. What it is someone is telling them that's the trend. So they either getting stylists or whatever the case may be, and they stylists may be someone that's telling them that. There's someone that may be on the fruity tooty side, man, that may like that look and telling them that's a look that'll look good for them. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I don't really want to go too much in depth to it, man, but, you know, we know what these guys is leaning towards, man. I don't know what their preference is, but it's not a – I don't think it's what the streets stand for, man. You know what I mean? They can't even come from – yeah, it's not street, man. It's not
street at all because we fly. Don't get me wrong. We fly flamboyant and all those things, but it's like when you get to borderline in it, then you got to – you know, it's a little something different. You know what I'm saying?
They wear their pants looking like Rod Stewart, man. They represent some, like you said, somebody's influencing them, and if they that moldable, boy, I tell you, it's scary.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
But go, who are your top 5 point guards in the NBA right now?
Oh man, right now I gotta go with Chris Paul. Then I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna go with Kyrie. Then I'm gonna go with Westbrook. Then I'm gonna go with that Tony Parker. And then that 5, man. That 5 is kind of up in the air right now. I'm waiting on my boy D. Williams to come back, get his mentality back right, and waiting on Derrick Rose. So that 5 kind of up in the air right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna let that 5 be a wild card. You know what I'm saying? Our 5 is up in the air right now.
You don't think Litter from Portland might get you 5? Your wild card?
Not right now. I mean, it's just his first year. You know what I'm saying? I want to see him. I want to see him next year. You know what I'm saying? I want to see him again.
What about Steph Curry?
What about Steph Curry? I mean, Steph Curry just really starting to get all the way loose. You know what I'm saying? It took him a little time for him to start getting all the way loose. You know what I'm saying? So they really got to show me something on a. Yeah,
you know,
it took him a little time. That's what I'm saying. I thought he was gonna come out the gate. I thought he was gonna be like how he is now. You know what I'm saying? So, but you can't overlook Darren Williams and Derrick Rose and them either. Now, you know what I'm saying? They'll be back. So that 5 is kind of up in the air right now.
I tell you what. We appreciate the call, man. Now we're going to go to our next call. We're going to
Keita, tell us where you're calling from.
Where you calling from? I hear you on the block. What's going on? It's your boy Boogie.
It's Keita Mo from Dallas, Texas, man. I'm calling from Dallas, man.
Tell me about your weekend. How did you fare the weekend? What's your grade on it?
How do
you feel about the weekend? The All-Star weekend, what's your grade on it? Did you like it? You didn't like it?
Man, you know, I didn't get to go, man. You know, I stayed in the D-Town, man, collecting all the little scraps, you know.
that's what it is,
Nation. Everybody, that's little brother Skeetabo. It's your big brother T-Roll. I have to thank going down there in the D-Town, baby. Man, it's lovely, wonderful. You know, it's a strange crowd, and you know everybody loving the land. Man, I personally think that Michael Vick needs to come to the Cowboys. What you think?
Oh man, NBA, the NFL. Yeah, we need that big boy down there in the D-town. You know, repping it right. But you know, he's playing for the rival right now, for the Philadelphia Eagles. So we'll see how that 1 year, $10 million treat him. Like my boy Julius said last week, he didn't think Michael Vick was working. So once he had that one bump in the road with Philly this year coming up, we'll see what Jerry Jones gonna split his wig and try to get on Michael Vick down there in Dallas. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Hey man, congratulations to y'all, man. I love y'all. I wish much love and maximum respect to y'all, man, and hope this thing take off like a rocket ship. You did.
All right, thanks a lot. Much love, man.
Yeah, I'm listening to y'all on the radio, on the phone, and I got y'all on my iPad, man. It's going down, man.
Man, no doubt. The phone number, once again, Peter Mo, thank you, 347-855-8896. Get out of
already, man. I love y'all, man. Y'all have a good night, man.
That's what it is, man. Much love, man.
Oh, man, let's go, man.
Love y'all.
You gotta learn, man. Take
a let's go, man. I got to get out of here, man. Get out of here.
Funny. People on the outside don't really get what's going on, but they always got something to say. Yeah, it's a life, the life is so exciting. The life is so exciting. The life is so exciting. The life. The life is so exciting, baby. South Beach, spent time there. Offshore's my time where. Whole crew got their own watch. Nigga, we ain't buying no timeshares. The lifestyle, too fly. My new bitches get next flighted. I say I'm back to the old me, but my old bitches will get excited. Ain't going back, I'm stepping forward. Don't test me, been prepping for it. Got no time for that hating shit. My young niggas got weapons for it. Got Chief Keefs that ain't shot. That bang bang, that blocker. And all you niggas is blocking. Change your name to Ibaka. Shit real, shit been real. And shit just get real. I'm showing bitches my car keys, then ask them what's the dealer. They saying that your girl ain't saying shit like prank callers. Cause it's a small world and hoes make it even smaller. It's a life, the life is so exciting. The life is so exciting. The life is so exciting. The life is so exciting, baby. It's beach weather over here, nigga. Sky's clear, nigga. That's flip-flops, that's Americana, that's heel figure. Yacht masters at the yacht party, sitting at the dock at the drop Rari. That's pole position with the joystick, that's push button, that's like Atari. Raising a bar, no parallel, so many horses, carousel. How we roll out like a caravan, ghost in the snow, see Caroline. Maryland, tags on it, heroin, bags on it, Hermes, throw pillows, Miss Sony couch and it clash on it. Take a look at my view.
It's your boy, L Boogie. Get at us, 347-855-8896. If you want to get at us on the internet, www.blogtalkradio.com/streets is talking. The streets is really talking. We're going to talk about some trades, some proposals. Monte Ellis, Brandon Jennings.
They got contracts, eh?
Al Jefferson.
Boozer.
Who you going to let go?
Josh Smith.
Kevin Garnett. That's the first thing I'm going to ask you guys.
Kevin Garnett
wave the trade clause and go to the Clippers.
He already
resigned
out of
L.A.
He stood up for war. Is he going to be a true soldier
and die with the Boston Celtics?
Their last good run was 07.
when they play LeBron James in the No Name game.
Can he hear?
So,
well,
done, you can say the same thing about LeBron James when he was with Cleveland. He led the league.
He boogie. I seen you play for Central Catholic. You could have been the two guard, and y'all could have went to the ship. You would have knocked down the shots Larry Hughes, man. You would have made them shots Larry Hughes, man. And Damon Jones got to feeling himself wearing the diamond watches and the velour jackets and the leopard jackets. He fell out of his hookup, and then we went to get Donnell Marshall. Come on, man, we had the worst.
Wow.
We had the worst lineup in NBA. Eric Snow, who misses a fast break layup? Come on, man. Look at the guys we were surrounded with. Tippy toe Ilgauskas, he had a foot injury every 2 minutes.
Oh man, we appreciate you calling.
T-Money, good luck.
It's on the real comeback, too. You're going to give us that information that you heard it first. I love this show, man. This is all I know. I love it.
Man, appreciate it, T-Money.
Appreciate that, man. We're
going to
keep it going, man.
Okay. Now, let's get to the NFL free agency. I'm sorry. I just see this NFL combine coming up. And I'm just so off into this NFL. They're talking about Barkley and Geno Smith. And the first 10 picks, they're all defensive and offensive players. I'm sorry, linemen.
Well, yeah, L. Boogie, I can tell you this right off the bat, man. Ain't no need for anybody to really be looking for a quarterback to go early this year. This is your boy, T-Row. That combine, like you said, is full of defensive linemen, defensive backs, linebackers and things like that. I even think Matt Tateo is going to go before a quarterback, to be honest with you.
Hold up.
Your boy Matt Tateo will be selected before one of these quarterbacks.
Who he going to play for, the Catfish?
I don't know who he going to play for. He can play for, I'd say, man. Don't give me, say, man. Trying to keep it PG-13 around in the boot meeting. Come on now. But listen,
man,
the streets is talking.
It's not a quarterback suitable for this year's draft like it was last year or the year before, man. All these quarterbacks that are coming out, even though Geno Smith had that NCAA video game type of stat against, Baylor, you know what I'm saying? We threw for almost 700 yards in the game and things like that and all the touchdowns, man. Just because he did that, we'll see in the combine. You know what I'm saying? I like Geno Smith, and that's a bad thing. I like Geno Smith. I like what he brings to the table. But, man, it ain't going to be no first-round quarterback, man. You heard it here first, man, for your boy T-Row. Don't be looking for no quarterback to go so soon. You don't see a lot of linebackers, defensive players, offensive linemen go. Julius DJ, what's your thing?
I'm in full compliance with you, and that's about all I'm going to add to that, man. Simple, cut and dry.
I'm going to say this. In the streets, they're talking about this second aptitude test. I don't like it. They like they get concussions, man. They ain't going to have no brain when they done. Why are you testing them out? All you want to do is run through a brick wall. In the streets, they're talking, man. As long as you know how to do that down the line, that slam line, and take somebody in the hell, that's all we love football.
Before we go to the commercial, L Boogie Letter, I just got a couple of shout outs, man. Got a couple of birthdays to the family members in the family. First of all, my dude, Kenneth Scott Walker, his birthday is February 16th. Happy birthday to you, folks. And also to my nephew today, his name is Darius. Darius, you know, he turned 15 today. And tomorrow is my daughter's birthday, man. So, you know, we got big things jumping off to turn 13. Jada Brooke, you know what I mean? And to all the listeners who got a birthday in February, you know, much love to you. Happy birthday to you. Hope you do it well in your short month, you know, Black History Month and all that. So as we go to this commercial, hopefully we'll get a couple more calls we can jump out to in a minute.
Holla.
Never talk to the cop, I don't speak pig Latin. I turned the pen into a motherfucking Jen Jackson. Tell the bitches that be hating, I ain't got no worries. I just wanna hit and run like I ain't got insurance. Ho, what's your name, what's your sign? Zodiac killer. All right, gotta die, even Master Splinter. Yeah, murder 187. I be killing them bitches, I hope all dogs go to heaven. And I got Xanax. Percocet, Promethazine with codeine. Call me Mr. Sandman. I'm selling all these hoes dreams. Got a white girl with big titties, flat ass TV screen. I keep a bad bitch. Call me the BB King. And you know I got that mouth outer. Then put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers. I eat that cat just like a lion. And I can't trust none of these niggas. Can't trust none of these hoes. And I see your girl when I want. I got that whole TiVo. Got a red ass bitch with a red ass pussy. Nigga try me, that's a dead ass pussy. But y'all motherfuckers so blind to the facts. To tell you the truth, I don't care who's looking. All I know is I love my bitch. And pussy feel just like heaven on earth. 6 feet deep, dick shovel in the dirt. R.I.P. Rest in pussy. Like that shit, then pass that shit. We gon' get so smoked out. And then I went, got locked up. Every night I dreamt I broke out. One time for them pussy niggas. That's that shit I don't like. We eating over here. Fuck around and have a food fight, and that's 2 times.
Look at you, now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Look at you,
now look at us.
AK on my nightstand, right next to that Bible. But I swear with these 50 shots, I'll shoot it out with 5-0. Pockets getting too fat, no weight watch, no lipo. Money talks bullshit, walks on a motherfucking tightrope. And I make that pussy tap out, I knock that pussy out cold. Nigga, you can beat the trap out, but that just how the dice roll. These hoes want that hoes type, so I give all these hoes type. She get on that dick and stay on. All night, like porch lights, let's do it. Fuck talking, we out here, we ballin'. And I'm spraying at these Western niggas like WD-40. We fucked up.
Well, we back.
No ifs, ands,
I want to listen to one more caller
behind your back like none.
Before we go to our next section, I want to go to my
Atlanta.
My man,
T-Nick.
Can you let us know what you're saying? Where you calling from? What part of Atlanta?
Go ahead, from Sports Position. One silver and one gold. You got a quarter to go miss. Hey, Nick,
are you with me?
Nick's in
the street.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even hear him. He might have went in to look and stole to get that 24-ounce can. You know what I'm saying? That Miller. Okay. Tell you what. When we get back to Nick's on the text, we go home. To this situation that I heard about. This is hip hop section right here first. I heard something.
My sources told me that D-Wade got on stage and got to hollering.
definition of hollering on the sports show, on the streets is talking.
You mean Lil Wayne?
Lil Weezy.
But you said D-Wade. We talk about D-Wade and Lil Wayne.
Man, what he said about D-Wade, man, is killing my mind, man. The streets is talking, man. They told me this.
Chris, hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on.
Tell me what you're saying. Tell me what you're saying one more time.
You didn't talk to the right. I hollered at a snitch, and this snitch, he said it was he was directing all this heat towards Chris Bosh, and his wife, and his family members, and his character, and oh man,
you
know.
Called D-Wade, D-Wade. Did you hear me? I'm gonna say it one more time.
Because
D-Wade. He said that he had sex with Chris Rock's wife.
Yeah. It's all the way live, man. It's all the way live.
Wait a minute.
You know, even though we know Lil Wayne was sneaking into the games last year.
Man, he said, forget the Miami Heat, and he's banned from games. Man, the streets are talking to your homeboy, man. You're hollering, man.
Come on, man. Lil Wayne doing it like that, man. Well, what's Lil Wayne doing, man? What is he doing? Well, what's going on?
Just look at him. He looks like the Lucy thing that he wears is his basketball shorts.
Yeah.
His pants are so tight.
He couldn't
even walk up and down the sideline like
Coach T.
I ain't gonna lie, his wife bad, though.
That's not his wife. She's a babysitter. She watches his kids.
Man, give me 15 minutes with him, man. She'll be on the streets and talk, man.
Getting the bag for a fuss boogie.
Oh, man, the streets is talking about how can I want to know what is the reason behind Junior G? Tell me what your snitch is.
Oh, man, he just said that Lil Wayne, man, is, you know, exercising his thug, man. You know what I mean? I think he's just letting it hang out, man. You know, if he got it in with Bosh's wife and She-Wade, he might have did both of them, man, because, you know, Wayne run around kissing men anyway. So, you know, I thought, you know, we don't do that in L.A., man. We don't do that in South Central, man. You know what I mean?
So, do we take James Harden and Russell Westbrook's street credibility? On their appearance, or they got to look like they got a real flow?
Well, you know, appearance is one thing, but actions is another, you know, so... You know, we gonna criticize them. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna leave it open for correction. Cause I know Westbrook is official. You know what I mean? He's a turf baby. But Harden, you know, he's outside of Hollywood a little bit. And what we gonna do with back on this Lil Wayne situation? You know, this is just like wow. He banging on somebody. Him of all people. He picked a fight with Chris Rock.
He said he's the new Tupac. He said, I'm not Pac, but I'm the new Tupac.
Get
and when you like that,
out of here.
I'm just, that's what this, hey.
Man.
You tell me. Bro, what you got for me?
Man, that's hot news, baby. You know your boy has a lot of this, man. Streets are talking, baby. That's why we here. You gonna tell me about that Lil Wayne, man? Man, you wanna go down there to South Beach and see what's really jumping off, man? Lil Wayne doing this thing, man. I know you, hey, man. You know, man, cash money. You know, I know they big time, but you gonna tell me they're doing it like that? Come on, man. What's really going on down there in the South Beach there?
Oh, El Boogie. The little resources you had, man, did he communicate to you that, She-Wade and Bosh's wife had intercourse with him? So how is he getting his information that this man is She-Wade? Is this his personal...
Man, you can go on the internet. I'm not going to give the, you know, my sources information.
Oh, yeah, we don't tell. I just want to know. I just want to know. did Lil Wayne kiss another man? Is that how he found out he's C-Wade?
I have to go back to my story. It gets that information, but I tell you one thing, though, but my source did tell me. Any information that he tells me, because it can be a she also.
I've heard some things that these guys allow these girls to do to them.
Yeah.
And that's my source. I'm not going to snitch on them, but you heard it here first. The hip-hop section, if you want to tweet at LBoogie15, or you can get at us on Facebook, Streets Talking.
Man,
call
us.
We got some more time. 347-855-8896.
And I just got to iterate this, man. This is why the West Coast, we so pissed off. This is where hip-hop has went to. God, man. Put the khaki back on, man.
Yeah, man. Y'all, hey, man. That's why you got to do it like we do it in the South, baby. Come loose and come lean, baby.
No comment. Let's go to commercial. We'll be back in a second.
Say it though. Hey, so we go to the club, nigga.
Rest in peace.
When I'm so high, I can't feel the truth. Too many haters in here.
Brother, man, turning 50, And then they talking about you got a chance of coming back. My colors, baby. We got three colors, baby. We got to hear this first, Mike. You know what I'm saying? That's supposed to know MJ, baby. Tell MJ.
Because
that was an all-star game this weekend.
Mike to play during the regular season. That's all I got to say, man.
Yeah,
I don't know what y'all talking about. I wouldn't care.
Hey, let me turn ACL on a fadeaway jump on somebody. I would give that what happened.
Well, you know, we just never want to let go of the great one. You know, we just going to hold on to when he was doing it at the highest level. And
I also want to say happy birthday to Charles Barkley.
What's up, Chuck? What's happening with you?
Chuck stuff.
You know, he played with the Phoenix Suns, so we got to give him that shout-out. You know what I'm saying? We didn't see him coming out staggering a couple of times out the bar. You know what I mean?
Running around down here with the girls' face in his lap.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's good. We know you out here. You're doing a whole lot, Chuck.
I love you, Sir Tall.
Oh, man. So we're going to come back, like I said. If you want to listen to the show, if you didn't get a chance to get the whole gamut of what we do, you can always go back and listen to it on www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsandtalking. Listen to us live, 347-855-8896. You know, a lot of things we talked about today as far as the NBA. Tomorrow we'll talk about the NFL, the proposal NBA trade, because the NBA trade is Thursday. So we're going to get off
the deadline.
The deadline. Some guys are their hardest beat. They got their bags packed. So I'm going to my snitch and they're going to let me know tomorrow.
They're gonna definitely let us know who's going.
But we're gonna come up to the last segment of the show. And what's on Meeks' mind? Tomorrow, let's talk about Oscar. The soldiers.
Poor little Tink Tink.
He took his girlfriend's life. The assumption was a burglar. He thought she was a burglar, and he shot in the head and the arm. Now, to his defense, he says that he lives in an area where it's one of the most dangerous places in the world as far as home robbery. He got in court. He cried his eyes out. The judge told him to stop. Was he faking? Was he for real? I mean, we don't know. Poor little Tink Tink. And secondly, the thing is on my mind, did you watch that special about Latifah Cross, who was deserted by her mother, molested by her father? She took it out on the track, and she didn't know in her mind that she can go to school for free by running track. She realized that those schools give her a free obligation, a free scholarship, to just run around a track. And last but not least, let's talk about the Alabama football players. You gonna bust your gun to get it? I always told kids after 6 p.m., the cafeteria is closed. The streets is talking. Are these kids wrong? Yes, they're wrong. They committed a crime. But in actuality, they're hungry. And people talk about, well, they have a free scholarship. But those are the same kids that are getting buildings built for you to have maniacs to build the world. Are we going to forget about them? Man, you let me know. Because that's just how the streets talk. And that's how the streets go.
Southern Smoke.
Once again, much shout out to all the listeners around the way. We love you all. Show comes on every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern. And the number to get at us, Jules the G, T. Rowe, and L. Boogie, 347-855-8996.
Come on.
kicking rocks on the block, telling all the OGs I'd be coming for your spot. Hot cooking, mom got it on the kitchen. I thank God we were always able to get the leather couch.
Yes, sir. Website www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking.
But we kept on. And I slept with the work plenty nights. Thought I heard niggas coming. Thought I saw the cop lights. But I was dreaming. Then I woke, the junkies were still fiending. And I had coke, so I had hope. You may say that it's wrong, but I ain't talking to your child, I'm talking to this song. I'm just doing a buck down memory lane. If I crash, just pick up my brain. And yes, my niggas the same, but they quicker to bang. And if they do, then I'm the nigga you blame. So I shoot first anyway. And I would do the honors any day. And tell your honor he a bitch to his face. Then whip through the state like I whip through the gate. Show your ass how to take four and get eight. And it don't take four niggas to get straight. The only hot boy eating off this plate. Young, Weezy, baby, that's what your bitch say. Give her ass a location and a template. Show her how to work the interstate. Stop working with that thinner weight. Get your brakes fixed. Stop playing, cause all we know is gunplay. Trip while you're full and my clip gon' be empty. When the stomach's